You're on 981 2NM. I'm joined in the studio this morning by Muswellbrook Shire Councillor Rod Scholes. How are we doing, Rod?
All right, Beck. Doing very well, thank you.
You're not here to do with the council.
I am not here to do
We're talking Rotary today.
We are definitely talking Rotary.
What's happening with Rotary?
Rotary is now reactivate within the community, and
right.
The community needs the kind of things that sometimes that Rotary can supply.
So just quickly, I'll get you to explain. For those that don't know, what is Rotary?
Okay. Rotary is a fairly old club. It's a service club. It was originally set up in the United States, and for a lot of its life, it was a fairly formal club.
Yep.
Meet weekly, have dinner meetings, generally one person from every occupation was a member. It was very male-dominated.
Mm.
It was very old male-dominated. It was very semi-professional. People dominated.
Right.
I'm here to tell you it is not like
say,
that
how,
anymore.
How did you get involved?
That's true. A ne'er-do-well like myself. I'm here to say it is a very different organisation, and it is actually in the process of changing even more.
Yeah.
There's actually a current pilot that's proposed for Australia, New Zealand, where it will regionalise down even more. So it'll actually become, we will become a group of a cluster of about 11 clubs.
Okay.
Which will make the way we help one another, assist one another, share resources, share knowledge, and make that all the much better, and get more women involved and get more younger people involved.
Okay. So just quickly, what introduced you to Rotary?
I've actually just got invited along to a night.
That's
all it took. It took just, and I thought, these people are doing regular, good work. I can be part of this. I was a member of Lions way back in ancient history.
Mm. Back in white days.
Yeah, yeah. But the shift work got in the road of that.
Yeah.
And and children.
Yeah, okay. So how's membership these days for Rotary?
Rotary's membership's not great, but we are gradually starting to creep back up again. We've had three new members in the last 6 months, and I can think of about another two that we'll potentially pick up before Christmas. So we're slowly building up, but we'd like to get bigger, and we'd like to change the demographic of our people. We have about four women in the club now.
Okay.
We'd like more. And
what about different age groups?
Yeah, we'd like more age groups. We generally get a smattering of the younger ones, but we don't get enough of the younger ones. We want the younger ones to come in Rotary. We don't want to lose what the older ones of the effort they've put in and the history they provide and the knowledge they provide. And and the social outlook that those people had is slightly different from the community as we have it today.
Well, that's why it's good to be inclusive, isn't it? Because
you
want the aspect from a number of different views.
That's right. Oh, we are a mixed and diverse group. There's
yep.
We talk about, I'm a councillor, there are members of Rotary that they and I are politically at opposite ends of the universe.
Yes.
But within Rotary, we get on well, we work well, and it's an enjoyable aspect. Very often the meeting will finish and we'll just sit around and talk.
If anybody would like to get involved in Rotary here in the Upper Hunter, what do they do?
Come up and talk to us if you see us at a show or at a function.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the council chambers, not through me as a councillor, but the community service staff there have the contact details for it. We have a Facebook page.
Okay.
And we have a website. I saw the first draft of it last night, and it is going to be quite impressive, I think.
Ooh, okay.
So it should be hopefully out there in the next couple of weeks.
All right. And to finish off, is there anything that Rotary is getting involved in around the Upper Hunter you'd like to talk about?
We've got the Great Cattle Dog Muster. We're at that. The Bengalla Open Day. The Power FM Christmas Spectacular.
We'll call it the 2NM Christmas Spectacular.
2NM,
this audience.
Yes, okay. Yearly events, we generally run Muna, which is for school kids, it's like a UN simulated thing. We do that every year.
Oh, that's
the engineering and science gathering over 2 days, which we hold at the Indoor Sports Centre.
Yep.
We do that yearly, and that's in with cahoots with the University of Newcastle. But other important things we do is, like, we have a community kitchen monthly with us, Red Door, who hold their Thursday afternoon things.
Yep.
We're Wanarua, who have a dinner meal as well. And we're all starting to talk to one another so that we share our resources. We don't duplicate ourselves. Because we're a diminishing resource service clubs, and we want to maximise what we do.
Absolutely. And if you would like to get involved, once again, check out Rotary on the Facebook. Rotary Musselbrook, is it?
Yeah, Rotary Musselbrook.
Okay. And be a part of a wonderful service group here in the Upper Hunter. Rod Scholes, thank you very much for joining us to tell us all about it.
Thanks, Bear.